You're listening to News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition. We have arrived. I'm going to hand it over to our favorite host, Julie, who is on assignment this week. Take it away, Julie.
Thanks, Kevin. My guest, composer, musician, and music professor, Ilse Marie Lee. It is my pleasure to have Ilse Marie Lee in the studio.
Julie.
Thanks for coming.
You're so welcome.
My goodness, I haven't even heard this one yet. Is this a new one?
Yep, this is, this is the Comfort Woman movie. This is a different sequence from it.
Did you write this, Ilse?
I did.
You're kidding me.
No,
I want to turn it back up and listen to the rest of it. So it's my pleasure to have you in the studio this morning. This is to a film piece then?
Yes, this is a film.
Is it a documentary?
It's a documentary on the Korean comfort women and during World War II. And this is, since the 90s, they've been able to talk about this and they're just waiting for an apology. And so the title of the documentary is called Apology. The filmmaker is Theo Lipford, and we collaborated on this. And the music, what I tried to do after discussion with Theo, was not to make them pathetic or sympathy-seeking, because that's not what they are or would like. They're strong women, and all they need is an apology.
Who were they exactly?
These were young teenagers that were abducted or forcibly removed from their families by the Japanese during World War II, and then they were sent to the front lines to provide comfort to the Japanese soldiers.
For listeners who don't know, Ilse, you have an accent. You're not from the United States originally.
That's right. I'm South African, and I'm very proud of my heritage. I'm also a naturalized American citizen, and I'm incredibly patriotic. But I do have an accent, much to my little daughter's dismay.
Oh, to her dismay?
Yeah, she doesn't like mommy's accent. She's correcting me these days.
Do you speak any South African language with her?
Elizabeth knows quite a few Afrikaans words, and that's really special to me. And she giggles when I talk Afrikaans to her.
You know, Ilse, I want to get into this a little bit. Growing up in Africa, in South Africa, what was that like?
It was phenomenal. You know, we have Ishmael Beya coming. He's one of the Sierra Leone boy soldiers, and I met with a group of students in preparation for this and spoke with them about growing up in Africa, you know, because I'm truly a product of colonialism. I'm Dutch and French and Afrikaans and half Jewish, all of these mixtures. And so I think it's very interesting for the students to hear a perspective from a different country. I'm very proud of my heritage, and I think it's made me who I am.
For listeners who want to know more about the history of South Africa, do you think Michener's book called The Covenant anything clear?
I think it's a wonderful book on South Africa. And then another one that you might recommend to your listeners is The Power of One. That is my husband's favorite book. And it's a boxing story. You don't think that's going to be very interesting to read, but you can't put that book down. It's wonderful.
Well, going back now, you this year or last year started working with the film department at MSU, is that right?
Yes, yes.
How is that collaboration working?
It's just wonderful. Julie, I love this world. I love looking at footage and then coming up with the music for it, and it seems to come pretty naturally. And I really love it. I'm very excited about it. I've got the Oscars taped. I haven't looked at them yet, but I just, this new world of film is something that I'm very excited about. The collaboration is going great. We've got a music tech program up and running. And in the film department, there are some wonderful collaborations. Mm. It's really special.
What are some of the other films you've been working on?
The other one I did with Theo Lippert is Certain Green, and we just won an award at the Park City Film Music Festival. And it's concurrent with Sundance, and we won a gold medal in Director's Choice. We about fainted.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And then I've done a film for John and Sarah Shear here in town on grizzly bears. And I love that film. And, oh, my goodness, did I write music for the grizzlies? You know when they arrive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was A Certain Green about?
A Certain Green's a wonderful story. It's based on a short story called Rhapsody in Green. And it's on a woman's search for something special in her life, some childhood memory, a certain green that made her so happy. And then she goes, she literally moves across country from Florida to Montana, and she finds that certain green. It's a wonderful story.
Will this music that you create come out on CD eventually?
You know, I don't know if it will. I'm thinking about something like that, a compilation, because the music is very different from film to film.
Oh, it is.
And that's what takes me the longest when I listen to something or see a film for the first time, to decide on the instrumental color and the key and the tonality and the general feel of it. That's what takes the longest. But once that's established, I go.
Do you meet these people through MSU? How do you decide who to work with?
And it's all been through MSU, you know. And it's just been phenomenal to see this community of filmmakers. You're right here in town. I feel so uniquely positioned to do this. It's just wonderful.
They have a really good master's program for documentaries. That's usually how you connect through the documentary department?
Yes, the natural science MFA. And so that's how I met Sarah Shear. And I've done actually two MFA films as well. One on a canyon in Texas with lots of rattlesnakes, and one on watershed rights in Montana that was actually on the public in Montana PBS.
What about students? Do you work with them now to help them collaborate with filmmaking and
yes,
the music?
Absolutely. I'm in the midst of a course just like that. It's an undergraduate scholars course, a 400-level course. I have three composers in the course, and we're scoring a film. And it's really fun to see, and to see different voices emerge. And my job is to stay out of the way and just to guide along. But, you know, there won't be a print of me on the film. I'm just guiding the students. And we're learning as we go. I just love it. It's just great.
I just heard you in concert with Stuart Weber and some of your students, or were they your students?
Two former students and two colleagues.
It was a really, really nice concert. In fact, one of the pieces I couldn't help but tear up.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen a lot, but there's so much emotion when you're playing and when you're collaborating with other musicians. It's really, really nice to hear you.
Thanks, Julie.
You were born in South Africa. What got you started in music?
My mother was a concert pianist, and she formed a little piano trio, and my sister played violin, I played cello, and she played piano. And I was clearly the tall one and played the cello as a result, but that's how we got started. And it's been a great journey ever since.
Oh, it has. It's so wonderful to have you in the studio. What shall I play next here?
I would do the first cut.
All right.
Yeah, that's from Certain Green. It's the opening.
It's Ilse Marie Lee in the studio. If you have any questions for Ilse, music questions, you can contact her through the university, I believe.
Just ilselee@montana.edu, anytime.
All right, thanks, Ilse. And here's
the opening from Certain Green.
Thank you.